Tories in chaos, general election now. Corbyn and unions must call mass action, Simon Carter. The divide in the Tory party over Brexit is now wider than the Grand Canyon. Leadership contender Boris Johnson stuck the boot in on this AMA's soft Brexit plan, calling it a suicide vest around the UK. In turn, a damaging dossier on his personal life, drawn up by May's supporters, was leaked to the press. Boris's tirade against the PM was backed by former minister Steve Baker, who warned that a Chequers plan would cause a catastrophic split as 80 Tory MPs would vote against it. That would leave the hapless May dependent on right-wing Labour MPs to secure a deal with the EU. Last July, four Labour MPs, including newly independent Frank Field, saved May from defeat in a Commons Brexit vote. Clearly, the Tory government's weakness is an opportunity for Jeremy Corbyn and the trade union leaders to mobilise mass action to bring it down and fight for a general election. Labour should pledge to scrap austerity, nationalise rail and the major utilities, and restore our wages and services. But faced with such an open goal, Labour's Blairite MPs are determined to kick the ball into touch by trying to undermine and remove Corbyn as party leader. No wonder Labour's rank-and-file members are passing no-confidence motions against sitting Blairite MPs and calling for democratic mandatory reselection. And it's no wonder too, that the capitalist elite which dreads the prospect of a Corbyn government is going all out to stop it. That's why the establishment media is full of baseless charges of antisemitism against Jeremy Corbyn, and why figures like Stuka Yumuna are threatening to split. Outside the parliamentary circus, the vast majority of people want a government which, instead of protecting the tax-dodging super-rich and giant corporations, invests in jobs, wages, housing and services. Mobilizing millions of workers, young people and the elderly, to take the wealth and power off the capitalist elite, is what the Labour and trade union leaders should be doing,